thing I'd like to say is hello to everybody. So, it's been a cold, cold day here. As a matter of fact, it's been colder here than it has been in many years. And we just finished our morning service over in Nazareth, and we come back through Jerusalem. We're over here at Tel Aviv. We've had a wonderful time in our crusades here. Down in Egypt, we've had such a tremendous time that there has been multiplied hundreds of people for the meeting. And in Alexandria, we was in a huge Catholic cathedral there that the Lord filled up for a night or two for us. And then coming up into Cairo, we had another place at a Catholic institution, which was a college. Both of these places were colleges. Huge, huge colleges, and this time we was in the theatrical building, and it filled up in such a way that the people were pressed against the wall, and all the aisles filled up, and the whole thing was just filled up and packed out to the extent that people were out in the vestibule part of it, and then out on the outside at the front door. They couldn't get in. There was quite a number of people gathered on the outside. If I hack just a little bit, you'll have to pardon me, because over here it's extremely cold and ties you up pretty much. Last night I wasn't tied up very much doing my meeting in Nazareth. As a matter of fact, my throat was very clear, but staying in a place in Nazareth last night, it was extremely cold in the motel, and trying to pray a little bit, it created a lot of problem as to getting tied up some. But it's good to be able to talk back to the people there in the States and let them know that we're trying to do something for God. We saw multiplied hundreds and hundreds of boys and girls as they come to the Lord in our Egyptian meeting. And then we saw some people give their hearts to God in our Nazareth meeting. And we were supposed to be down in Gaza today, but something happened that was running late, got hindered, and stopped in Jericho for just a little bit, and we had to put our meeting off today of going down into Gaza. But the Lord has been real good to us, and He's blessed us in all that we've set our hands unto over here, and we're trusting that on the home front it has been well with everybody. We thought perhaps that maybe those people that were coming in from the States, that we'd meet them over in the evening, but something happened that they must have got delayed, and their flight must be late coming in. Probably within the next little bit, they might be coming in. And we thought maybe we'd meet them and then go over near the Mediterranean, over where Peter raised Dorcas from the dead, and where he also saw that vision there as he was on the housetop when he became very hungry. And the Bible said he would have eaten down near Simon the Tanner's place just before he went to Cornelius and opened the doors to the Gentile for the Gentile church and for the Gentiles to have salvation. Your sister Betty to say something. She's with me.
Not the most I want to say is I'm ready to come home. I tell you, I'd love for y'all to really, when we get off the phone, to thank the Lord for being in America. The people of America don't realize how they're blessed until they get over here, stay a while, and then they realize just exactly, especially in Egypt, how blessed they are. And we're a little disappointed in that the others didn't come in at 4. And we'd been gone all day and hadn't eaten, so we stopped and got something to eat here at the airport. Thought we'd meet them, and then they didn't show up. So I think they said the plane was coming in at about 8:45 tonight. So maybe we'll get with them before we give up on it. But the main thing is we want to tell you how much we love and appreciate you for the help that you've given us and for praying for us, because I've actually felt the prayers of the people back home and everything that you've done. We want to say thank you and really pray for us. Here's George Bat.
We're looking forward to coming back into the States to do what we can for the Lord over there. I'd love to be able to stay over here a year or so, just trying to reach the people. Down in Egypt alone, if we had continued the crowd was growing so tremendously that we would have to have had a stadium or something to have had the people, because their enthusiasm was so great. And Brother Malad was telling me, he said, this has never happened in Egypt before, Brother Pike, neither in Alexandria or here in Cairo. And the people was really stirred about things. We went over to a church, and the church was not a huge church, nor was it a real small church. It was a fairly medium-sized church, and it filled up. All the aisles filled up, outside around the windows filled up, and up on the top I looked, and there through a surrounding glass, there they were on the top of the building, and then I looked and they were in the little balcony, and then they were outside in the little vestibule, and then they were outside in the road, and then the brother was telling me that there's about 500 that was up on the next level watching it by video. So there was people everywhere that was trying to hear the gospel. And the brethren there were real stirred about it, because Brother Malad said it just never has happened like that before. So it's really a visitation for Egypt. And as I said, the enthusiasm was so great that if we'd have continued on, they were just continually growing in leaps and bounds every night. I don't know what we'd have had if we'd stayed there a few days, but we had to come on into Israel because we were scheduled to come into Israel and have our meeting here. So the Lord's been good to us in everything that we've tried to do over here, and they've gotten out quite a bit of literature. They eventually got their literature through, and they got out a lot of literature, and they still got quite a bit to give out. And now that the others is coming in sometimes over the late evening, that they'll probably be giving out a lot more literature. I don't know exactly what their plans are, but we have pretty well finished what we was to do over here other than going to Gaza. And we do have a couple of more meetings in Jerusalem. We've got one at our own church there, and then we've got a meeting that they're talking about us having in YMCA. And, of course, if they do this, we'll probably be here a few more days finishing those meetings. And then after that, we'll be heading for home. I trust that during all this time that you've been praying for us, we've been praying for you, and I trust that you've been keeping everything together on the home front to where that people can be healthy and happy in the Lord Jesus. I'd like to pray for you before we close here. We're at the airport. This is the only place that we could find because we're running late getting back, and I didn't want to disappoint the people, at least to say something to them. So, if you are concerned as to the traffic, the noise, you know that we're here at a busy place. But anyway, we'd like to pray with you. If you would like to pray with us, let's just bow our heads together and have a word of prayer. Precious, wonderful Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your great and mighty power and your great and mighty blessings that we feel, the wonderful forgiveness of sins in the lovely name of your darling Son, Jesus, Father. Having taken away our sins at Calvary, Father, we thank you for the health, for the happiness and the blessings that you've given unto us. And dear wonderful God, for taking care of those that are our loved ones on the home front. And dear wonderful God, we pray that you'll continue to do that. Oh Lord, may your rich, wonderful blessings overflow at Little Bethlehem. And may the power of God be there to break every yoke, to heal every disease. Father, forgive every sin. And oh God, may the gospel bountifully reach out from Little Bethlehem around the entire world. The entire globe may feel the great and mighty impact of the efforts of Little Bethlehem and those that love the Lord. I pray, Father, that you'd remember these people. Bless us. Bless those that we love, Father, and stand by those, Lord, that we're trying to reach for Jesus' sake. I ask you to be with them in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. May God bless you, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you when we come home.